It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We sample some traditional and contemporary folk music now, learning about musicians making their mark on the genre. Call in with questions about folk music. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Oh, Sheila Shigley is here, hosts Wisconsin Public Radio's Simply Folk. The program airs Sunday evenings 5 to 8 on the Ideas Network and the NPR News and Music Network stations. Sheila, welcome back.
Hello, Kate. It is great to be here with you.
Oh, well, take us into the life and times of folk music. What are you exploring now and more deeply this year?
Right. There has been an explosion of live performances. So, but not only is my inbox full of CDs, like self-produced CDs, professionally produced CDs, but now we have just like dozens and dozens, probably hundreds actually, of concerts coming up just in our own state, let alone beyond the borders. So,
I wonder, was that pent-up COVID, do you think?
I think pent-up COVID, for sure. And I will say that from what I observed, musicians often didn't stop playing. They would just play in their homes and like turn on the Zoom, and it just kept on going. I have a good friend here in Madison who's a well-known Wisconsin musician, Dahi Wolf, and he did something like 100 straight days of, and he would just play a traditional tune and explain it, and that was like his service to keep people occupied during the harder times. So,
wow. What innovations are you noticing in folk music as you hear this new wave of music?
Yes. I mean, it's been innovative almost by design. I mean, there was a time when the fiddle was considered revolutionary. Like, you're playing what? That used to be the pipes, let's say, in Irish music, the bagpipes. And somebody brought in a fiddle, and that was considered, wow, what are you doing, brother? That is not okay. But now, of course, we can't think of Irish music without thinking of fiddle. And so it kind of started out innovative to begin with, but now, as we'll see with some of the music samples we're going to play this morning, they're going a lot farther out on the limb.
Well, let's hear from a Wisconsin Celtic artist, and this is Liesl Wilson from the Ashland Bayfield area. Oh my goodness, beautiful. So fiddler, vocalist, Erhuist.
Right. She plays. I know her as a wild fiddler and obviously an amazing singer. I mean, there are a few singers that we tend to hold up in the Celtic side of the folk community. One of those is Karen Matheson from the Scottish group Capercaillie. But when I met Liesl, I was like, I'm in the presence of greatness. We have our very own Karen Matheson right here in Wisconsin, and she's hiding out up north, and we want to get her out there more. But she busted out an erhu for one of our sessions together and just started playing Scottish fiddle tunes on the vertical Chinese instrument called the erhu, and it just blew me away, and I'm like, this is amazing.
And she speaks all these languages as well, so she's singing in these different languages.
Right. She speaks beautiful Gaelic, Irish and Scottish Gaelic, and she sings in Welsh, and she sings in Mandarin.
Wow. And so that gives her an ability to do such a range of things in folk music, I'd imagine.
It does. And, at first it might seem unusual when you think about it, and especially when you hear the instruments together. And even just hearing that song just now, the way she was singing, there are so many similarities between traditional musics around the world. And I sometimes think that we're surprised when we hear the similarities. And actually, it's just that many of us were raised on very formal classical music, and you find out that if you step back from that, other musics have a lot in common just by nature from their roots.
We're going to move on here. You've been listening to a lot of Roseanne Cash's cover of Time by Tom Waits. Let's take a listen.
She said she'd stick around till the bandages came off, but these mama's boys just don't know when to quit. And Matilda asked the sailors, are those dreams or are those prayers? Close your eyes, son, and this won't hurt a bit. And it's time, time, time. It's time, time.
beautiful. My grandma's name is Matilda. I love that little tiny line there.
Yes.
So what draws you to this?
Well, you know, it's actually what you just said is part of what is so magical. I have been reading up on this song because I only just found it. And that happens, right? Something can be out for a few years and I just found it. It means something different to everybody. You picked out Matilda. Mm-hmm. I picked out something else the other day. The magic of a great song is that it can mean 100 different things to 100 different people, and every single one of them is correct and applicable.
It just to the word, the repetition of time. And, you know, we always think about it, the change of seasons. I always think about time and the passage of it and then how slow it takes to get to that next season, but how fast time is going. And so I really, that, you know, when I hear the repetition in her voice there, that's what I also think about.
Yes, and that's the poetry of Tom Waits, right? We have several musicians well known to us all, I think, who are very often held up as almost like the American singer, the American composer. And I think actually Tom Waits should be at the top of that list personally, because he has this way of just getting right straight to your gut.
How do you feel about covers in general in the folk music tradition?
I think it is wonderful and it's a great honor. You know, it's unselfish, right? I mean, who doesn't want to write their own song and just sing their own song? But as you'll see, if you get a hold of this album, it's called Women Sing Waits. It means so much to these lady singers, and they're all famous in their own right. Mm-hmm. And they want to cover this song because it's just simply a beautiful song written by a beautiful poet, and it's an honor to sing it. It doesn't have to be something you created or claim.
Sheila Shigley is the host of Simply Folk on WPR. Call in with questions and comments about folk music, how it makes you feel, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here as we explore the folk music tradition and the emerging artists who are making their mark on a wide variety of styles with WPR's host of Simply Folk. Sheila Shigley is here. Call in with your questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Sheila, you mentioned the outdoor concert season. When does it typically start? Where should we look for those folk influences in the outdoors?
Well, it's already started, I can say, from personal experience, having played in 16 degrees a few weeks ago some very hardy people dancing in parkas. It was a little much, even for Wisconsin, but I was so proud of them. I'm like, yes, we do have an audience. They're in parkas and they're dancing. So technically, it's already started. You know, St. Patrick's Day really kind of kicks things off.
Naturally.
I would say we're pretty close to starting to see more outdoor performances. Certainly in the next 2 to 3 weeks, they'll start just blossoming, and then it won't stop until the snow starts again. So,
well, we're gonna hear more music here. There is a large celebration of Irish and Celtic music, Irish Fest in Milwaukee, and this year it is Doolin, and we're gonna hear some of Doolin's music from a live performance recording. Well, now we've arrived in Ireland.
Now we've arrived.
Officially here. Yes. Wheels down in Ireland. Doolin being, I learned, on the southwest coast of Ireland. Have you been there?
I have not yet.
Okay.
I have not yet. And yes, they are made, they named themselves after that town. That's actually two groups of French brothers. You know, Celtic music has taken Europe by storm, and they fell in love with the town of Doolin that you just mentioned and decided they, I believe one of their explanations was that because France doesn't have good beer, they wanted to name themselves after the place they had the best beer when they were touring, and it was Doolin.
Fair.
Yeah. But they're French brothers, and of course, France has its own Celtic tradition with the Breton music, but these folks really like to concentrate on a lot of Irish, and they sing. The vocals are just amazing. They'll be appearing at Milwaukee Irish Fest, which is actually the largest Irish festival. It's the largest Irish music festival in the world right here,
wow.
Right in Milwaukee.
What is it like? What? Yeah.
Bring good shoes. There's a reason that they have coin-operated foot massagers at the far ends of the park. It's, you know, it's a big concrete thing, and you'll just race back and forth all day long to great musical performances. It's a wonderful, wonderful time.
So there are multiple stages set up, and you can kind of just flock to each one and take it all in.
Yes, and one of the hidden treasures I like to point out, it's called the Cultural Village. So it's hard to even find the schedule for that. You'll see all the big stages on the schedule. Be sure to check out the Cultural Village, because that is where you will find really deeply traditional singers hiding out in this little tent, and they'll be singing for an enraptured audience. Often the audience itself is directly from Ireland, and these are like some of the last remaining folk singers from the old tradition.
Oh, what a great tip. We heard from Jean and Madison called in, and Jean wants to let people know that there's also an Irish Fest in Madison on May 21st at Garver Feed Mill.
There is. It's the first one to be held at Garver, and it's going to be a lot of fun. One of the musicians that will be coming in is Winifred Horan. People who are listening may know of the wonderful supergroup Solas that just retired a few years ago. Winifred has her own project now called Redemption Road, and she'll be appearing at that festival. Is that kind of one of the highlights?
Oh, wow. Okay. That's awesome. So I can't wait to get to this one. You appreciate this album project called The Music Tarot. And this is from Wisconsin musician Lori Madsen and producer Brian Daly. Let's take a listen.
I can breathe.
Musical tarot readings. Tell us.
The musical tarot. Well, the artist and composer and performer was going through a very difficult period of health that was really, really, really hard. And she decided to drop everything she was doing and create a project where she would write a song for each card in the tarot deck. And I was just floored when I first heard it. And there are more songs coming, but she has released some now under the project name, which is The Musical Tarot.
Wow, that is really amazing. And she's really used music to work through these medical issues. I mean, she speaks really openly also about migraine headaches.
Right. And it just, to have that strength, first of all, to even be able to compose and produce at all when you're going through something. It's hard enough when you're not going through anything, but then to produce something of this depth. And, you know, honestly, it reminds me a little bit of the Tom Waits material in that it's just grabs you. Mm-hmm. It's such direct language. And then when you pair it with those sweet melodies, it's just almost like devastatingly beautiful. That's how I experienced it anyway.
It's almost like a diary with music in a way, telling someone's journey through their medical
scare.
Yes, yeah.
it's so open and so honest and so beautifully produced. Wisconsin's own Brian Daly took on the project and also plays on it himself.
Talking about folk music with Sheila Shigley, host of WPR's Simply Folk. Still time to talk about the folk music that moves you. 800-642-1234. Sheila, Simply Folk periodically features songs requested by listeners. I know this is your favorite show, listener request. What songs are often requested?
Well, as it happens, I do have an anecdote, and I'll keep it very short. Everybody listening probably knows that the song Waltzing with Bears is often requested. And we just lost our dear Robbie Clement, who was the one we play the most performing that song. I was out recently and I had only two people approach me about Simply Folk. The first one said, I wish you would play more Waltzing with Bears. I just love it every time that comes on. And at the end of the gathering, a second person came up to me and said, I have to confess that when Waltzing with Bears comes on, that's when we turn it off. I'm like, you know, this is the folk process. You just, it's a wide umbrella and you can have these two extremes. They coexist and that is folk music.
Is there a listener request show coming up?
We just had one last Sunday. It'll be the second Sunday in May. So it's not too late to get in your requests. We will try our hardest to gather them up.
I wonder, do requests build on each other? Do you sometimes find themes where someone discovers something and then you move in that type of direction for a while?
Yes, I learned so much. As I mentioned, there are songs we play quite a lot, but every single request show, there's something new where I go, okay, I don't know it all. I haven't learned it all. Didn't even know we had this in our library.
I was about to say, and it's in the music library.
It's in the music library. So it's always just, it surprises me every time, even though I know it shouldn't anymore.
Oh, Sheila, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, Kate.
Sheila Shigley is host of WPR's Simply Folk. The program airs Sunday evenings from 5 to 8 on the Ideas Network and the NPR News and Music Network stations. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.